Howdy, Festivarians, it's the 49th. How you doing out there? Make sure you put on sunscreen and drink a lot of water. The first time this artist came to this stage, he was, you know, in short pants, and he came out here and he played for the great Bill Monroe, and who enjoyed it at the time and gave him a 25-cent piece for the performance. That was a few years back. Since that time, he has played the Telluride Bluegrass Festival 21 times. This is his 21st time, and it's the 8th consecutive time that we've been blessed to have Chris Thiele as the person who opens our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the quest love of bluegrass, and he's here in long pants, the one and only Mr. Chris Thiele.
Thank you. It is so good to be back! Do you feel the love? All around you, all these people next to you. Oh, I know we did it last year. But we were so far apart. We didn't really get to reach out and touch each other, which we can do now. This is always the most nerve-wracking part of my year, right now. Right now, I get to kick this thing off. And I love y'all so much, and I get so nervous about this moment. So nervous about it, because I am yours if you want me. And I'm sorry if you do. Cause I don't have that much to offer. A girl who knows as much as you.
Thank you. A little bit of Bach there for you, the presto from the G minor sonata for solo violin. And now a song that I wrote for a radio show that I hosted for a little while there, live from here. Do we ahoy? Oh, we still ahoy, because you know, when it hits your ears. This is a song that I wrote. I would write a new one for everyone, a new song for every episode of that show. And we had a water-themed episode, particularly about the Mississippi River. I grew up right next to a creek that would flood in the most delicious way for a young person's imagination. It could be anything next to that flooding creek, which reminds me of this one, actually. It was up in the mountains. And so thinking about getting to the Mississippi, which has always seemed so calming to me, being close to it, I started writing this thing. This is called Turn to the Water. The front door. The melting snow. Would turn our creaking. Hotel.
Set to fight or fly. blind to the pleasures of your table every night, trying to make light of the battle with a buddy and a bottle of the blood of Dionysus. Come and cleanse our teeth of your purple kisses and help us find our way beneath the surface of each other's ingrown lives. Then lead me to the cellar door, where the air's all Dionysus poured, the soul of time as fears. And I'll play you what I taste, Lord, I'll play you what I taste.
It does. And
get to the place where I'm just begging for a lift, and I get lost in the wonders and the woes. And I'll be your girl if you just tell me it's a gift, and you give me some more of your drugs, your drugs. I'll be your pet if you just tell me it's a gift, 'cause I'm tired of wise choking on wise. I just need a little because. Chapel giving in, but it's too soon, so I fight again. And for a little while, I saw the uneven wind complain and blame the sterile ground. But if you're getting any bright ideas, quiet here, I'm doing with you. Fast as I can, baby, wait, watch me. I'll be out fast as I can, maybe late, but I'll be still by fast as you can, baby. Let this thing go, it's right fast as you can. It's fiddle tune request time. It's fiddle tune request time. Okay. What was that? Jerusalem Rich. That sounds good. We need two more. No. Hold on. The Fox. Wait. The Fox has words and is therefore disqualified. Fisher Thorn Pine. That's two. Whoa. House of Tom Bobadil. Highly unorthodox. Rebecca, okay. The fiddle tune in B. All right. It was written on a mandolin, but we'll let it slide. The rules of fiddle tune request time are actually somewhat stringent. Okay, now we need to figure out the order. We got maybe in the order that they were requested. No, let's put Rebecca in the middle, right? Yeah. Rebecca in the middle. And then maybe, actually, let's do Fisher's, go in reverse order. Fisher's, Hornpipe, Rebecca, Jerusalem Rich. Yes? Remember, I accept absolutely no responsibility for what's about to happen, because you did this. You wrote
this medley. But I'm excited about it. I think y'all did a good job.
Thank you. everyone.
You're experiencing by the great Bill Monroe, I would love to bring onto stage my goat rodeo bandmate, Miss Eva O'Donovan. Eva.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm with my best friends.
Those people are pretty great.
That always feels really nice. Aoife and I did a lot of episodes of that radio show together.
One of them from the stage.
One of them from the stage. And we did one, we did one in the beginning of 2017. It was...
At the Ryman?
At the Ryman. And we were barreling towards we had just... we were in week two of a certain presidency. And I kept having to, sort of write songs about the thing without really being about the thing, if that makes sense. That was handed down from on high. The distributor didn't want it to get political. Totally fair. So what were we going to do? We did this. This was the song from that week. February
despair. It's only been 2 weeks. There's a lifetime of friendships to repair between America and everybody. Courtship is going pretty well. Says, buddy, if you say it isn't, you can go to hell. With your movies and your marches, your speeches and your silly songs. And your girly falsetto, girly falsetto, falling from the highest heights. And the ribbons running through you by the vintage mics. Try to look away from my timeline, but I see it everywhere. It's another diatribe in 140 characters to stare at one.
From our most recent release. We are only three fifths. We're only three fifths. So on behalf of Stuart and Yo-Yo, all this duel for Mr. Meyer, so as to be able to dispense with the bow without breaking it. Although I have seen it get placed on the stool and then fall from the stool. Thank you.
things up in there.
Love and strength to everybody over there.
table. The smell of her hair was like cornfields in May, and I wanted to weep, but my eyes ached from crying. Oh, how would I ever be simple again? So graceful she moved through the dust and the ruins, and so charming she was in her dances and games. Oh, teach me to see with your innocent eyes, love. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? Oh, teach me to see with your innocent eyes, love. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? How will I ever be simple again?
Love y'all so much. Have an amazing bluegrass.